Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Great Monday. I hope you are well and in perfect health and spirit today. I hope that your weekend was fabulous. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Isaiah 40 and 11. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms. He will gently lead their mothers. Isaiah 40 and 11. This morning, I wanted to speak to caretakers, moms, supporters, individuals who are preparing or have or getting ready today to send off their kids to school, who have helped someone prepare kids for school this week. I just want to encourage you and your children this morning and want you to know that God has them. And if you haven't already, start a ritual of praying for your children when they leave out, praying for your nieces, nephews, godchildren, grandchildren, whatever it may be, the kids in the neighborhood, covering them, because we do live in a dark world where there are forces of evil that are unseen and unknown, and they could be living right next door to us, and we just want to keep the kids covered in prayer. But at the same time, I encourage you not to worry, because God, like the scripture says, will take care of his flock like shepherds. He will gather them together and carry them in his arms. And then he says he will gently lead their mothers. So mothers, again, caretakers, and those who have a hand on God's children, know that God will take care of you. So if there's a need that you have this morning, give it to God. Let it go. And know that he will gently lead you in the direction that you need to go. Father God, thank you this morning for your love and your mercy and your grace and favor. Thank you, Lord God, for the air that we breathe this morning as we are able to go out, Lord God, and do what you're calling us to do in this season, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for change, Lord God. I pray for growth. I pray for purpose. I pray for the children, Lord God, who are sitting in the chairs, Lord God. Some have had some summer vacations and some may not have. But I pray, Lord God, that they are able to focus and be who you call them to be, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you are able to walk them into the fullness of joy that there is in their lives and that they're not carrying on the burdens that they see going on at home with their friends, but they are carrying on focus and preparation for what you're calling them to do in the education system. I pray this morning for the teachers and that you will lead them, Lord God, gently, Lord God, and all the administrators, Lord God, and the support system. Give them the patience, Lord God, and the strength, Lord God, and the clarity to focus, Lord God, on their assignment. Leave their troubles at home. I pray that they can leave, Lord God, with greatness. Because these young children, they need us so badly, Lord God. They need us to guide them. They need us to instruct them. They need us to look like you, Lord God. Lord God, be a blessing to us today. Use us, Lord God, so that we can be a blessing to others, Lord God. It is in Jesus' name we give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, Lord God. Love, be blessed. Well, God, I didn't have to correct that because God is in you. So have an amazing day. Be blessed, be great, be loved, and I love you so much, so, so much. You are more than a conqueror. This is the day that Lord has made. Go out, rejoice, be blessed. Let others know whose child you are today. Have a great Monday. Make this a great week. Love you. Thank you.